This week, I'm chatting to two of our staff members, Jane and Mike, who also happen to be married to one another, who lead our pre-marriage ministry for engaged couples heading towards the big day. In this episode, our focus is specifically around the why of this ministry and the importance we see in it, as well as the fruit that we've seen from the people who attend this course. I'm your host, Nick Charlie Key, and this is Big Rocks First. Okay, Jane and Mike, great to have you guys with me today. Looking really forward to talking about a ministry that's also quite close to my heart, and that is our pre-marriage ministry. So I think we would love to kick it off. Just talk us through the why behind, why Common Ground started this ministry in the first place, and how specifically this ministry is not just for people that go to Common Ground, not just for church people even, but it's a ministry that we have opened up and extended an invitation to the city at large. Just maybe give us a bit more context around that.
Nick, thanks for having us on the podcast. Great to be here. I think the why is in some ways quite easy. There's a real need for great input into our marriages, especially those looking to get married. It's interesting, the course started sort of around someone's dinner table with maybe two or three couples, and over the years it's grown to now three times a year we have this course of about 30 to 40 couples, which is fantastic to see how we've grown and the real need and desire for people to invest in their marriages. And I think that's the first thing we say when we're up front: hey guys, welcome, and we're so glad that you're investing in your marriage. But what is the big why behind what we do? We kind of have a vision of three things that set up the course and are the kind of foundations for the course. And so, Jane, over to you. You're going to speak about the first one.
Thank you, Mike. So I think the first one that's quite important and we've already touched on is the fact that we believe that marriages are really important and your marriage relationship is important. And so the content that we provide and that we share with the couples is excellent. We want to lay a strong foundation for future marriage. And so we recognize that people need to work through the information that we give them, but we are making sure as the ministry leaders that the content we provide is excellent, that it's solid, that it's biblical, and it's based on what God teaches us about marriage in the Bible.
Yeah, and then the second one is that we just find that it's a great gospel opportunity to point people to the Bible, point people to Jesus. Every couple is a Christ follower. Their members, every couple who presents are couples in our church. They're members of our church. And they don't just have a heart for good marriages. They have a heart to see people come towards Jesus. And that might be taking the next step, whatever that looks like. And so it's beautiful how over the time of our course, you see them weaving their gospel story into what they share and how that really resonates with a lot of people. It's actually a beautiful thing seeing people from in our city coming through to our pre-marriage course who aren't part of our community in any way, and anxious at first, am I sitting down one-on-one with the pastor, what's it going to look like? They come into this room, it's beautifully laid out, our team has done a great job at making it look warm and welcoming, and they're like, man, this is great, I feel so welcome. And the many stories we've heard of people, that was their first touch point with our church or possibly any church, and somehow they found their way closer to community. So that's been a really great thing. So the second thing is about the gospel and a biblical foundation. And then the third thing is about community. We want them to take a step closer into community. That might be saying, hey, this is the church that I want to join. It might be saying, hey, I'm actually going to get even more involved and join a life group now. Hey, I want to join a marriage group and connect with some couples, find a mentor couple. So those are kind of the three things around the foundations, the keys to our pre-marriage course.
So what would you say the split is on average over the last few years? Is it predominantly church going people, or is it predominantly citywide? Is it 50-50? What is the general split?
So we would say it's most likely a 50-50 split. So 50% of the couples who come on the course are Christians, and then of that 50%, only about 25% are actually members of Common Ground Church. So many other Christians from around our area will come on the course, and then the other 50 are non-Christians. So what we've realized is that there are touch points in people's lives where they are open to input, when they're open to hearing advice and just getting information on a stage of life they're entering into. So whether it's pre-marriage, before you're getting married, whether it's when you're pregnant and about to have a baby, you're very open to people coming alongside you and supporting you. So we found pre-marriage is an amazing opportunity to invite both Christians and non-Christians to come and receive some input that is encouraging, insightful, and hopefully will help them.
Yeah, and one of the beautiful things is I've sat down with a number of these couples. It's the first evening you're sitting around having a meal together and saying, hey, how did you hear about us? And so often it's a word of mouth. Hey, someone in my office told me about your course. Hey, someone I know goes to your church. They recommended this to me. But if a few couples have said, hey, no, I just Googled, you know, Cape Town pre-marriage course and you guys were the first that came up. So that's a rad way that people, you know, come into our door. And then there are often marriage offices around the city who now know Common Ground pre-marriage course and say, hey, I won't do your ceremony unless you do some sort of pre-marriage course. And so, hey, Common Ground's the one. So it's just a beautiful reach into our city, not just for our members, totally for the good of our city.
Yeah, that's great. I think that, you know, in my experience as well, having been there and been on panels and hosting and went alongside you guys, I think the great thing is that it's not like a trick. We're not trying to trick people. Hey, like, okay, let's get them there and talk a little bit about marriage and then like evangelize. Like, no. Like, it's 95% or 90%, I don't know, like actual solid, good marriage input, you know, but told from the perspective of Christ followers. So obviously you're going to weave, I mean, it's such a big part of our lives. You're going to weave your own stories in there, but predominantly, yeah, it's not meant to be necessarily an evangelism tool. We hope that there is fruit that is born out of it. But
yeah, and Nick, you're touching on something so critical to our team and the way that we encourage our team to share is not just share some good content, but share your story, because that's how people learn most, I think, you know, sharing stories. Jesus was great at telling stories, but that personal experience of not just all the good times, we actually almost ask couples to overshare on the difficult stories so that these young guys, they're bright-eyed, they heading towards marriage, get a real kind of perspective of what marriage looks like and what it looks like to move through difficult times, to find each other, to dig into God and, you know, strengthen their faith in those tough times. So that's a real key for our team. Like, share your story. That's important.
Cool. I think you were in the middle of a 3-point thing there, were you not?
We've done all three.
Oh, you've done all three. Was I not paying attention?
We did all three. Yeah, one, two, three.
I was just so enamored. Okay, so that's cool. So we've spoken about kind of the why behind it, but so let's talk about maybe get a bit more practical, a bit more granular. Let's talk about what are some of the things that we actually cover in our pre-marriage course that we think, hey, this is really helpful for the people that come along.
Great. So there are certain sessions that we cover over our 2-week course, and they're the same sessions every time. One that we find is very important is God's picture for marriage, which is our most gospel-focused talk, where we talk around what does the Bible actually say about marriage. Then we look at topics like communication. How do you communicate with one another? Finances. So talking about your ideas around finances, how are you going to set up budgets? We speak about sex and intimacy. So especially for virgins coming into marriage for the first time, how do we prepare them well? We talk about leaving and cleaving, which looks at separating from your family of origin and creating your own family unit together. Dealing with conflict is an important one. How are we going to deal with the disagreements that we have so that we grow closer together? We even do a fun one, love languages, where we talk about identifying what is your love language, how can your spouse serve you in that. And the other one that we do is myths, desires, and expectations. Just looking around, what are some of your thinkings going or thoughts going into marriage around what you're expecting, and how can we make sure that they are not unrealistic?
Yeah, sure. I think the beauty of it is that, you know, from my perspective, having done the course and having served in the course, is so much of that stuff is stuff you think you know, or stuff that you think that you have had exposure to, but a lot of it is stuff that you've never thought about, and it's such crucial stuff. Like, that myth, design, expectations is so important, because people come from such different backgrounds, they come from such different sort of home lives in their growing up, and you're bringing these two people together who both have maybe a different idea of how to do home life. And they've never had to have that conversation. And so it forces people to have these hard conversations, you know. And so how do we encourage people to have tough conversations that might bring up hard things, might cause trouble in a you know, an engaged relationship? I mean, what is the sort of thinking around that?
Yeah, so the course is set up to be sort of hour-long slots over the 2 weekends. And then the presenting couples will share probably about 60% of that time input their personal stories. But then about 40% of that hour is actually, we encourage the couples to speak. And so we've set up great conversations through exercises in their manual that they receive. And so they're good questions for them. We always get the feedback that there's never enough time to go through all of it. But of course, our heart is to set them up for a good conversation, not for them to necessarily finish every, you know, conversation. So that's probably the primary way, just setting up from the front, giving a bit of good content, and then asking great questions and allowing them to have some space. And then obviously there's meal times as well. Sometimes even the lunchtime to say, hey guys, go find a space on your by yourselves outside and have the lengthier conversation if you need it. One of the sessions we didn't mention earlier was the dealing with the past. I don't know if you mentioned that one, Jane. And that is a great one to say, hey, we have this, let's talk about our past, not just past relationships, but that's part of it. But anything else from the past that needs to come up and you need to share before you get married. And then, hey, here's the space, here are the tools to have the conversation, not just good luck and off you go.
Yeah. And if I can just add, I think what we often say to the couples that are on the course is, you're not going to deal with everything now, but we are just highlighting for you, these are things that will come up again and again in your marriage. Be prepared for them, or as prepared as you can be. Have some of those initial conversations now so that 6 months or 6 years down the line, if something comes up, it's not too much of a surprise for you. And possibly you've got some of the tools there to be able to deal with it together.
Yeah, I think that's great. So it's also that thing of going, hey, we're not going to solve your problems for you, but we're going to try and equip you with the best tools we can to make sure that you can solve your problems together. You know, we're not. It's not a magic bullet we're kind of giving you. We're just kind of giving you the tools to build a strongest sort of foundation for a marriage possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that third part of the vision is about drawing into community and saying, guys, marriage, if it was just the two of you, you're going to struggle. You need other people in your lives. You need an older couple who can speak into your lives. You need other mates around you who are experiencing similar things, who you can, you know, you share your journey with. And so, yes, the content is great. The, you know, questions are great, but definitely it isn't the answer to everything they're going to go through. Another part of it is they're all like in this super happy phase of life, planning a wedding and all that sort of stuff. And they think, oh yeah, we got this stuff sorted. A year later or 2 years later, you find that actually, well, now the reality hits. You know, that was theory at pre-marriage, but you know, the reality hits and they've got the content and they've hopefully taken that step into more of a community and found people that they can share their stories with.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about a bit of how we set it up with who do you choose to lead? I mean, surely you need to have people who, you know, have walked a bit of a journey, or is it people that, you know, are still new to it? Because everybody has a different story. How do we kind of go around selecting the people who are going to speak, who are going to speak on the panels? What is the thinking behind that?
So we've got a team that helps us. So they volunteer in our ministry, which we often have to say up front. You know, they're not paid, they're not professionals, they're not psychologists or anything. They're just people who love marriage and people who are married. And so they can share their stories and their experiences. We divide our team up into two groups. So we've got host couples. And what we'll say with our host couples is they can be quite fresh in being married. So maybe 2 or 3 years into being married. And their responsibility is to be that friendly face, the people who welcome the couples. They're making sure the tea's set up. They're really running a lot of the logistics for us in our course. And they're the consistency in the course of the couples get to know them and can relate to them. And then we've got our speakers who form the other part of our team. And what we ask is that we've normally got about two couples per session that we run. And we ask those couples to prepare for that session. So read books about your topic, get information about the topic, and then they're the ones who present the topic. And then we've got a range of couples. So we've got some couples who've been married for 4 or 5 years, some who've been married for 35 years. And we try to make sure that we've got a variety of people. So we want couples who are on our team who are relevant to the people in the room. Can they still relate to, oh my gosh, the stress of planning for a wedding or, you know, thinking about honeymoon? But then we also want the experience of the older couples who can say we've seasoned and journeyed through a lot of difficulties in our marriage and we're on the other side, which can be really encouraging.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's also important to say that these couples aren't perfect. Like, these couples aren't like, we're not.
You know, you're one of them.
100%. We are not perfect. But the thing is, you know, it's kind of like I don't think the heart is ever to try and portray marriage as like, oh, it's just going to be sunshine and roses. You know, everyone who's here that's speaking is just, they've got it waxed. You know, like, I mean, I know from experience and from talking to other friends of ours who serve on this course, like, you often will have a gigantic fight on the way to serve at pre-marriage. You know, like, like our marriage is just as tough as anything else, and we're still learning all this stuff. And I think it's such a great thing to be there and to keep hearing it, because hey, we're still learning. But man, at the essence of what I'm trying to say is, pre-marriage course isn't trying to set people up for a false idea of what marriage is going to be like. It really is truth, and we're going, hey, it's going to be great, but it's also going to be tough, but it's also going to be great. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, this past course, on the second weekend, we did the conflict session, and one of the girls stopped me, fiance stopped me, and she just said, we needed to do that one first, because we've just had a conversation around, like, wow, you guys aren't perfect. And they breathed a big sigh of relief, because they had been having conflict and thinking that they weren't normal, that things were wrong, and actually their conflict was very ordinary and everyday, and that was like a penny drop moment for them of like, oh, we're okay, it's never going to be perfect all the time, but hey, we can still grow and we can still go ahead with this. And I think they were really anxious over that whole first weekend, and they're like, oh, if you'd just spoken about this up front, in the first session, we would have been, far more at ease. So totally, yeah, we don't want to give a perfect picture of marriage. We want to give a very real picture of marriage, but in the same way, that gospel, that God's picture for marriage, it's beautiful because it speaks about sacrificial love, and it speaks about commitment. It speaks about, like a Jesus type of love. Are we being Jesus to each other? So much of our world is this consumerist culture of like, hey, if it's working for now, if it's working for me, then cool, we'll go ahead. If it stops working for me, then I'm out of here. And our divorce stats are just ridiculous. And so like, we want to set up a realistic expectation of what it takes to be the sacrificial spouse, to be the one that lays down your life for your partner. And that's a huge part of what we try and share. It's in that one session very clearly, but it's amazing how it weaves its way into all the other sessions. And we really want to shatter this expectation that, hey, this is what a perfect marriage looks like. It's going to be all roses and it's going to be amazing. But we want to give a really realistic expectation, which is far better, far deeper than they could ever imagine.
Absolutely. And I think that's so good. It's so good that we do that, from your guys' experience, you've been involved obviously for quite a while. Do you have any cool stories about like, hey, this is a tangible benefit that we've seen in people's lives, or we've heard some great stories of people who have come to this course and come away changed by it?
So I don't know if this is a success story, but we've had one or two couples who have broken off their engagement after the course, and we see that as a win. If people are identifying, I know
it sounds
counterintuitive, but it's true. If people have been faced with issues and they've realized actually this might not be the eternal lifelong commitment that we want to make, we're going to make a call to end it off. We applaud that, and we say that's amazing. That is part of why this course is here, to actually assess whether or not we're wanting to go ahead with this, because marriage is big. It's a big commitment, and we don't want people to go into it lightly. So we've had that happen, which we have felt encouraged by, that people have been faced with issues and they've dealt with them. Other stories that we've had, it's been amazing to hear. And quite often you plant the seed on pre-marriage. So we'll hear from a couple 6 months or a year down the line. I'll say, oh, so how did you join Common Ground Church? Oh, well, I actually came to the pre-marriage course. And while we were there, we met someone who was going to your church, and they invited us along. And so we came, and then we joined a small group, and now we're on the deacon's team. So just watching how pre-marriage can be the open invitation that invites people in and actually draws them into community has been really encouraging for us.
I think it also is a great tool for our congregation to invite people to church, or at least, onto a church thing. You're in the office and you find out someone's engaged, and you say, man, I know of a great pre-marriage course. And it's an easy invite, because people in that phase of life, they're super excited and all about marriage. And to say, hey, our pre-marriage course, and this is what it's like, and I really back it. And that's a cool tool for our congregation to go forward with. And then also we've just had, I remember chatting to a girl on one of the Saturdays over tea, and she just said, yeah, we've kind of known about Common Ground. We've been in the area, we've been umming and ahhing. And actually, I think, I'm going to come tomorrow. It was a Saturday. I think we're going to come to church tomorrow. Now, I can't remember if she did or not, but I mean, it's those types of stories of people saying, actually, hey, this is so different to what I thought church would be. I think this is a place where we can make our homes. And then, of course, couples like you guys and Nick and Rosina to say, hey, you came on the course. You've grown in your love for marriage and for serving, and saying, hey, actually, we want to give back. So there's plenty of couples like you guys saying, hey, we want to give back. And so that's another win of what we do.
Yeah, and I think that the course is good in that whole sense, specifically around what you're saying about, oh, I didn't think this was what church was like. I didn't think you could say the word sex in church, let alone go into the absolute like gory details of how is it going to be on the first night. Like, all of, you know, we get very real with these people around this kind of thing. And I think that it maybe does break a bit of those misconceptions about church is very like stuck up, or you know, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. You know, it is very real, and I think that that's what I appreciate about it. And I think that's what many people walk away going, did not expect that. That is amazing, you know. And I think that also leads so much into like, okay, cool. Well, if that is that, what is the actual rest of the church like, you know? And I think it is, you know, it's like I was saying to someone else in one of the previous episodes, you know, that this concept of like, we do all this stuff not to trick people into church, but it's like, it's to show them what could church really be like outside of our preconceived ideas, outside of the hurt that you maybe have experienced, you know. Like, it's a way to redeem but it's such a beautiful thing when it's done right.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those hopes for our couples who share up front, is that they give this picture of a beautiful community that isn't perfect, that you're allowed to be vulnerable and honest with each other. There are people who are further down the road than you that can support you. And like these couples, these young couples lean in and say, hey, like, actually, that's a cool thing. I want more of that. And that, I think, prompts them to take that next step into church or small group or whatever it is.
Yeah, fantastic. Guys, it's been such good stuff. But I think I'd love to just end with, obviously, this is a resource for people who are starting churches, or maybe just, you know, maybe thinking you have a young church and going, maybe this is the kind of thing we'd like to invest some time into a pre-marriage ministry. What is something that you would think of if you were going to a new church and said, hey, you've been tasked with starting a pre-marriage ministry. If we get this one thing right, this is such a strong foundation to build upon for the rest of, you know, moving this thing forward.
So something we speak about a lot, and we haven't necessarily got it right, but I think if it was a new church with few people, mentorship, we think, is a big rock that needs to be put in place. A couple who will walk alongside you and walk a journey with you, because we often speak about how, you know, we share relevant content, but unless couples work through it, it means nothing. It's a good talk at the time, and then they forget about it a week later. Whereas if you've got a couple who are invested in you, who are praying for you, who are challenging you on some of the stuff that has been covered, you can grow so much further. You can develop so much more. And so I would almost say, if you prioritize marriage mentorship as an older married couple, and it doesn't have to be older in age, but just people who have been married a little bit longer, who can walk a journey with your pre-marrieds, you would see so much more growth and blossoming within them.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'd love to just touch on that point. How do you go about growing a team of people that you go, hey, we trust you to be like trusted voices to speak into these people's lives? How do you approach people and go, hey, would you be open to mentoring younger people? I mean,
yeah, I don't think there's just one way, but I definitely think there are those couples that, if you're listening, you're probably already starting to think of, hey, they're the type of people. It's because there's fruit in their marriage. You know, one of the couples we love the most, that's 37 years into marriage, and they have so much life, and they're like going away for weekends together and date nights. Like, you can see there's so much joy in their marriage, and you're like, hey, that's the type of couple that I want to be on our team. So I think that's, you know, by the fruit of their marriage. And also just if they're showing an interest, you know, like, hey, you guys said, hey, we're keen. Yeah, we love marriage. We a couple years in, but hey, we think we've got something to give. So there's that as well. And I think you need both. You need those long timers, 30 some years, and you need the 3 years as well.
Great. Jane and Mike, thank you so much for your time today. Honestly, it has been such a helpful thing just to even chat about, and I'm sure that people will find so much value in the wisdom that you've shared today. For anyone else out there who is listening to this, who would love to maybe get a specific question answered about this topic, or if you have bigger questions about other topics to do with church life or ministry, or how do you do outworking of church or anything like that, please feel free, as always, to get hold of us on any of our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a message if it's a simple question. We'd love to just answer it one-on-one with you. But if it's something big, we'll do a whole episode about it and hopefully bless other people as well. Thank you again for listening, and we'll catch you next time.